Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharon moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Storti moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball four. Storti moves to third. Levy moves to second. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Storti scores. Lovey moves to third. Shea moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lovey scores. One out. It's 2-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Shea moves to third. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shea scores. West moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garms. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Garms steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey misplays the ball. That's an error on Lovey. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a line drive into right field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Higgins goes all the way around to score. Mahaffey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Cochran moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Higgins scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mahaffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hadley hits a pop-up towards the mound. Mahaffey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Shea moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garms hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Hadley covering. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Eric McNair now playing second base. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Storti bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Burns moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shea hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Muddy Rule now catching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Williams reaches second base with a double. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin juggles the ball. That's an error on Sherin. Kramer moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Kramer moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Fox is walked intentionally. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Burns reaches second base with a double. Garms goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Athletics. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahaffey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hadley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sherin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sherin reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-4 in the game. West hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-4 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball towards right. Campbell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Campbell. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lefty Grove now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Lynn Storti. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Ted Gulick pinch hits for Jim Levy. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Browns, 5. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Art Sharon now playing shortstop. Ski Melillo now playing second base. Ted Gulick now playing third base. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to second. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller now playing right field. Jack Crouch pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sharon hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-5 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.